So hi, everyone. I'm Alyssa. As Peter said, I took the course last fall, although it feels like a really, really long time ago. I'm sorry, I'm really short, so I'm just kind of sitting with you guys. I don't know. I was looking at the class wiki space today, and I noticed that it has changed since last fall a little bit. And I took down some notes on what I thought would be helpful. I don't know if people have sort of initial questions or if you'd like me to just kind of go into, because I know Peter frames it as an interview. Or do people just want me to kind of jump into what I wrote down?
Yeah. Okay, yes? How does the wiki pages work with the class? Like, how do you navigate that?
Okay, so you'll notice that, hello, so Peter has the link to, you know, his sort of university site on the very front. And to that, I assume there'll be a link to the wiki space. And the wiki space has the course syllabus, which is what he just referred to. That's actually number one, printout materials. So you definitely want to go on the wiki space. I mean, I'm someone who, I can't read things from a screen, so it's much easier for me to sort of print it out and process it that way. I would say you definitely print out the whole syllabus. It's probably unlike most syllabi that you've seen. It's sort of multifaceted. And then on the initial wiki, there's also links to the different phases, which are on the opposite side of the sheet that you just referred to. So you have phase A through phase J taking stock. So my first suggestion would definitely be to print out all those resources, including the links to each phase that they describe, you know, the process for each phase. And Peter's also put examples of student work on there, which I found really helpful, too. I had them in a big binder, and I tabbed them, you know, phase A, phase B, phase C. And then I also had, like, a section for my own work, which I found very helpful. But I noticed on the wiki space it's slightly different because I think that you're expected, and obviously you have to ask Peter this, but I think that this year you're expected to upload things to the wiki space.
Right, that's
right. Okay, and if not, he wants you to, you know, if you don't do it electronically, he wants you to scan the document and upload it. And actually, I think that will be really helpful for you guys as classmates and colleagues, because you'll be able to access other people's work, which might help you guys sort of support each other.
So that's different from what you experienced when you took...
We submitted most items within the class. There were some items that I remember emailing him. And obviously, if you're going to upload anything, like, be really conscientious about... this is, like, really nitpicky, but I'm a 7th grade social studies teacher, so that's okay if you're nitpicky. Make sure that when you're naming documents, name them by something that's going to make sense to everyone. You know, so name it by the phase that you're on or the number of the assignment and then, like, your last name and maybe the date. I found, and you'll see this, you know, Peter was talking about this being an ongoing process. You'll find another document on the wiki space that's like a chart that has the different phases with arrows pointing down. Because you'll find that you'll write something 1 week, and then based on the conversations you have in class or the research you do, the next week, it's kind of relevant, but not really, so you need to update it. So what I made sure I did is I always saved my documents just using like the save as function. Because I feel like at the moment you might feel like your old stuff is old and it's not relevant, but you may at another time say, I kind of like the wording from that original document. So I would make sure that you're saving every draft that you do. Then you guys have other specific questions, or do you want me to just go on with my list?
Maybe just go on with your list.
Okay, cool.
We'll
this was, I wrote down journal. I think that some people, you know, some people like to reflect, some people don't. But I had a journal where I wrote down, sometimes I wrote down, like, little rants and raves. Sometimes I wrote down, like, little concept maps. If something occurred to me in class, I would write it down. I had sort of to-do lists in here. And although I'm someone who I like to sort of type things out and I don't normally keep handwritten notes, I felt like there was something a little bit more freeing about writing in, like, a journal than, say, like, typing everything into a document. In another one of Peter's classes, I actually use a wiki space as a journal, too. But I think it's important for you to have somewhere that you're sort of recording, like, your ideas or your experience or whatever reflections you're having, Because the last phase, which is taking stock, you'll do a sort of like a self-assessment or a self-evaluation. And I felt like towards the end of the course, I wasn't able to get as much out of that because I wasn't keeping that in mind, like my evaluation, like throughout. And keeping in mind, like, I mean, I was keeping in mind the objectives for the class and the goals for the class. But I wasn't sort of doing it on, you know, on sort of like a big picture. It was more like, you know, through like the nitty gritty, like what assignments I'm going to do, instead of just looking at it as like the purpose of this is for me to become a more like reflective practitioner and to, you know, enhance my research skills. So I think that if you're keeping a journal, it'll help you with those later phases. I made this calendar that had like each class listed and what I was going to do before each class and after each class. And towards the end, I sort of used it less and less, but for a while it sort of helped me to stay on track and, you know, not simply so that I was, like, just handing in assignments on time, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, like you were saying, that I was able to, like, get everything out of the course that I could. And, you know, by sort of staying on top of things and making sure that I was pacing myself well, I felt like that sort of calendar that I made was really helpful. You know, I think that you may have already read, I don't think it's on here, but Peter has like a revision system.
I want to see that.
Where, and anyone who's taken some of his other courses, you know, that you're really looking for like that okay slash like revision not requested. So it's like an okay slash R&R. And if you don't see that, he'll write notes and, you know, it needs to be revised in some way. I would say, you know, instead of looking at it as simply something that needs to be fixed, saved, printed out, and handed in again, definitely look for, you know, what can be improved about it. Because if you look at an assignment as simply something that needs to be, like, handed in and checked off, then you're not going to be able to get out of it, you know, what is intended for the phase. And I found myself sometimes if I didn't get that, you know, okay, revision not requested symbol from him, that I would go back and reread, like, what the goal of the phase was. And many times I would find that what I had produced didn't necessarily get me to, like, that particular phase. So that was really helpful. And I, you know, you'll see on the Wiki space there's a checklist that you can print off. It's an assignment checklist. And out of all of the assignments, there's some that you can, like, technically miss. So he doesn't expect you to necessarily revise everything.
Is it just one?
It might be like one or two.
Yeah,
but I never really took advantage of that because I just always felt like I would be missing something that I was supposed to be getting, you know? And you'll probably find that some of the phases or at least some of the assignments are much more sort of valuable to like the type of work that you want to do, and then some other ones maybe at the moment don't necessarily feel like as valuable to you. But I think that sort of makes sense.
Do you think it's similar to 693, where it's like building blocks? It's like each phrase that you do, you have to kind of master that phase to go to the next phase?
Yeah, in a way. Mm-hmm. And some of the phases are similar too, as like the action research. Some of you have taken action research. Some of them are similar. Yeah. Or some of the assignments, at least. He has a list up there of, you know, like study and research competencies that, I don't know, I feel like sort of as professionals, most of them we probably, in some way, shape, or form, were able to do. But I found that some of them, I was like, hey, you know, that's probably sort of like a really nitpicky skill or something that I should have used like in my undergrad or like in something else, and I never did. Now's a good time to try it out. There's definitely a lot of things on that list that, and they're basically like suggested study and research skills that I found really helpful. Has anyone ever used RefWorks?
Yeah.
Okay, so RefWorks I would like definitely suggest. It's just a way for you when you're reading, you know, articles, research articles, you can just save any, you know, information about it and including your own notes.
What's
to
it called
this
again?
Thing called RefWorks. It's REF Works. And If you go on the UMass Boston Library website, you can access it, I believe, because we have like a sort of membership. Yeah, it's like a group thing.
Right, and they have like a training or workshop on how to issue.
Yeah, and I think you'll do that. Are you going to do that here in like week two or three?
You mean in terms of it's required?
I remember at one point Peter actually took us to the library, and one of the library personnel sort of walked us through a few things. That's actually, I sort of flipped it here because I found that I was using so many different like internet websites that I don't know how good you are with your own passwords, but I wrote down like all of my passwords and usernames on one page in my notebook because I was using RefWorks, I was using like the library, you know, like the interlibrary loan. So that was just something that I felt like saved me a lot of time like in the moment. This is something that I this is just a little skill that I learned, I think, from someone, from Peter. But in my like little notebook here, what I would do is number each of the pages in my notebook and then actually make my own table of contents. Because I would remember, you know, writing something and I would say, oh, that would be really relevant, you know, for this particular phase or this particular assignment. But, you know, it's much easier than just flipping through here and then, you know, I get sidetracked and I go on to something else. But then I would write the page number down and that's just a quick blurb about like what was on that page is just a reference guide for myself.
Are you talking about your journal?
Yeah, my journal. And I know a lot of this probably sounds like a like kind of nitpicky, but these are like the small things that you can do so that you're less bogged down with sort of the administrative stuff, and instead you can really do like the important thinking that needs to go into the course. I think there was one more.
And when did you establish that, like right from the offset?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was before the first night I had like tabbed the binder, which is a little psychotic now that I say.
When you say that, you mean your main.
Yeah, like my main test, and like I lugged it like every week. I'd be like, I'm not bringing it to class, but every week I would bring it, and every week I would turn to one section and like reference it. I found that super helpful because you'll notice, and you'll have to do the syllabus quiz or the treasure hunt for next week. And it really does kind of makes you really navigate the wiki space because there's a lot of different links, but obviously you can see the branches where, you know, you can go back to whatever you need to. So that's really helpful because you'll get really acquainted with it. What also might be helpful if, you know, if you're not into the whole tabbing binder thing, or perhaps you are, what I also did was on my, like, favorites list, I would tab certain things. I definitely had tabbed the just the page that had links to student work because I'm someone who, like, you know, I like to do my own thinking, but I also just like to see how did someone else do that, you know, just as I think it gives me a little bit more confidence going into things like that.